Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vita Blue. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Vita Blue. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting third. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitfield moves to third. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Clark moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Evans scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesu hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Biedner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Biedner hits a line drive into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue bunts towards third. Scott fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Scott. Hill moves to second. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield bunts in front of the plate. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner fields it and throws to second for the out. Hill moves to third. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kleins hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herndon, who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott scores. It's 3-1. Giants. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burris strikes out. 2 outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. DeJesu is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs won. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. 1 out. Larry Biotner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vail is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vail hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Metzger moves to third. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue bunts towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzger scores. Hill moves to second. It's 4-1, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleins hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Cox batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cox hits a line drive into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader now catching. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus misplays the ball. That's an error on DeJesus. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill bunts towards the mound. Burris catches it and throws to first to double up Metzger. Two outs. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vale strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Biotner moves to second. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kleins is 0 for 2 in the game. Kleins hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Geisel now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it and throws to second for the out. Andrews moves to third. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner fields the ball and throws to Geisel covering. Safe. Andrews scores. McCovey moves to second. It's 6-1, Giants. Roger Metzger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rader hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher pinch hits for Dave Geisel. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. DeJesu is 0 for 3 in the game. DeJesu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to third. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelleher scores. DeJesu moves to second. It's 6-2, Giants. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Holtzman now pitching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kleins. Hill reaches second base with a double. Vita Blue batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Hill moves to third. 2 outs. Rob Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Andrews is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 3 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Clark reaches second base with a double. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 4 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive towards short. DeJesus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans strikes out. Rader drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Evans out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 7-2, Giants. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Metzger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rodney Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Scott hits a line drive beyond short. Metzger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dave Rader batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Ken Holtzman. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. Rader moves to third. It's 7-3, Giants. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. De Jesus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. De Jesus is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raider scores. Buckner moves to third. It's 7-4, Giants. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.